All right, so we have a really special treat for you today. We have one of the arguably one of the hottest brands to hit the real estate technology segment in a while. And this coming from me, man, it means something. So we've got Chris Smith from Tech Savvy Agent with us. Hey, Chris, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, John, and definitely appreciate, a guy of your, quality and magnitude having me on. And I think we're going to have a good chat here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chris, you shot like out of a cannon. You came out of nowhere. When did you start Tech Savvy Agent?
Well, actually, the we have a, obviously the Facebook page. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but the Facebook page came first. We launched the Facebook page about 18 months ago, and after about 6 months of building up a community on Facebook specifically and only, we then launched techsavvyagent.com, which is about 1 year old, almost to the day.
Oh wow, it's only one. I mean, it just seems like you shot out of nowhere. I didn't even realize a page was that old because I don't even know when I started following you. I know I started catching you in the feed and I was like, these guys are on to something, and I got real interested, and then all of a sudden it's like, and I think it was when you launched the blog because I think you started that blog with like a Tom Ferry interview or something like that.
Yeah, see, that's what's funny is we actually had kind of a bootleg blog that, I've made a lot of mistakes, John. To get good, you got to get bad, And so, I mean, we started off on WordPress.com, which is not the way you need to go because it's not self-hosted. You don't own the content, et cetera. So we had a blog and we were just using a thesis theme. So we got it moved over to WordPress.org, and then as our popularity grew, we did launch the blog. But think about this, man, the way the blog looks right now, and that Tom Ferry interview being our kickoff interview, that has only been 5 months to almost to the day. So it doesn't take a lot of time when you do it right.
Yeah, and you guys hit a major stride because I mean, I was watching you guys, and I keep an eye on the space. I'm always kind of trying to figure out who's there, who's doing something good. But it seems like from when you did that, because I remember there was a version of the blog before this one. I don't know if that was the .com, but then you had somebody totally redo it with all the nice, the nice looking setup and all that stuff. And it seems from there you guys really blew up. I mean, what were some of the key steps? Because you said you hit Facebook first, so you started a community there. What were some of the key steps to really get you that momentum to make you who you are today, almost like a household name online?
Yeah, I think that, well, thank you, by the way. It's flattering, again, coming from you, John. But really, the way I think that, one of the big things was that instead of trying to grow my already established, Chris Smith from this company kind of a brand, so that's really tempting for realtors, John, right? They work in Orlando, they work for Keller Williams, they find out about something like Facebook. So they go in there and they figure it out, and then they set up a Chris Smith from Keller Williams Facebook page. And my mentality from day one was that I didn't want to set up anything about me. I wanted everything that I made to be about the people that read my site. So if you'll think about building a community and a resource, you're going to be able to scale a lot more quickly than if you try to make this a branch of your current existing brand. And I know that that maybe doesn't even make any sense to a lot of people that do marketing. It's like, I'm already established. I'm going to bring what I've established online. But the difference, and you know this as well as anybody, what works offline doesn't always work online.
I mean, people used to argue with me about this stuff, and to see it actually come together, and to see other people really benefiting from the community factor, I think is really huge. Because I mean, you've developed a loyal base, and you're telling me that loyal base came from, what is it, your content? Is it from the way you engage them? What do you think really got those people so loyal?
Well, I would say number one, and I would put this like way above everything else that I'll list. Number one is that I actually care about people and I actually have a passion for the content that I'm creating. Okay. That is a big deal. I think that anybody can find content that they're passionate about and create it. I don't think anybody can genuinely care about people. So, hey, if you're not, you know, I don't know if you listen to this guy, Scott from Unmarketing, but he made a great quote the other day. He said, hey, if you suck with people, you're going to suck with social media, period. Okay. So I love people. I'm driven by gratitude. And I love the content and the topic that I'm building my my community around. Number two, I engage daily, almost to a fault. And what I mean by that is there's not enough question marks happening in Facebook. There's a lot of statements and quotes and commentary, but there aren't a lot of questions being asked. And I think it's pretty important, kind of very simple math. If you're looking for engagement, you need to ask questions, not make statements. And I think that's something that I learned pretty early on. And then just, you know, kind of the Gary Vaynerchuk thank you economy. Treat somebody leaving a comment on your Facebook page as if they already hired you, okay? Treat somebody hitting like it's a big deal. If somebody retweets something that you took an hour of your life to create, make sure you say thank you. So another little best practice would be the bottom comment on any status update better always be yours, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I when I came into this, my idea was I wanted to be a party host so that when people came to where I was greeting them in the door. Hey, welcome to the party. Hey, check this out. Hey, check this out. And when they were engaging, I wanted to engage with them too. And it also is magical how when you start talking back to people, they actually keep a conversation going and it hits feeds and all that stuff. It's kind of how it works. So I'm glad to see, like, you're taking it to a whole nother level, of course, which I appreciate because I learned from you learn from me, we all grow. And yep. I think that's what's great in this space is that I want to go back to you saying that you started this whole brand on a Facebook page. What was your plan coming into building the brand? How come you started on Facebook?
Well, I part of my blessing, I think, is, you know, I'm not a young guy, but I'm not an old guy, you know. And about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I was introduced to Facebook. I was working on a college campus, helped a guy open up a franchise in the middle of a student union on a college campus. And he came in there one day and he said, Chris, he's like, all the kids are on Facebook. He's like, every student, and this is when Facebook wasn't available to everybody, John. It was only available to college kids. So I was introduced to Facebook before, like, I wasn't even able to create an account at that point because I wasn't able to verify that I was an attendee of the college. I was just an employee that worked on the college campus. But what I learned back then, which is carried through to today, is my business partner came in and he said, hey, Chris, we should start running ads on Facebook, right? We should start running ads on Facebook. And I go, Matt, I go, that doesn't make any sense. It's going to be expensive as heck to run ads on every Facebook wall in the country when we're only really hoping to target, you know, the 15 or 20,000 students at this university. And he goes, well, guess what, my friend? Facebook knows which kids go here and our ads will only run on their wall. And a light went off and I never stopped thinking about it. And I decided that I wanted to leverage that in the future. And I did, and that's what I did with Tech Savvy Agent. I leveraged their unique ability to target your ads and put them in front of people that care about what they're about. And the targeting of the ads in Facebook, absolutely part of the secret sauce with Tech Savvy Agent.
How about that? Facebook ads. I've dabbled with them, but I haven't. Maybe I should go back and look at them again. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to run a campaign for a client, so I'll get to spend somebody else's money as I'm playing with it, which is kind of fun. Okay, so the idea was you were going to get in, you were going to start with Facebook, you saw the power in Facebook, you used ads, you leveraged that so that you could target people. So take me through the process of how you started building the momentum into launching the blog.
Yeah, well, I think the beauty of the ads in Facebook, when you leverage the ads to point people to a page, is that you're not sending them over to like this scary opt-in form, right? They're in Facebook already. The fact that they're already in Facebook, in my opinion, especially in the realtor space, 18 months ago, you know this, there weren't a whole lot of realtors even on Facebook, especially ones that didn't get all this stuff. It was kind of the bleeding edge crowd that got there first. So what's great about the ads in Facebook is that they click and they don't leave Facebook. They stay on Facebook. And then all they have to do to join your community, they don't have to give up their email. Facebook already got their email. So they just have to hit become a fan. And now obviously they hit like. So what happened, John, is I got to the point where I had 1,000 fans, okay? And back then, man, I just thought I was absolutely doing amazing stuff. And what I was doing is I was pulling in information to share with my community, but I was pulling it in from all over the internet. So for example, I would go to Mashable.com. I would read some of their news ideas and some of their stories. I would find one that I thought would be relevant for a realtor to know. I would copy the link. I would go to the page. Hey guys, check this out. Did you know that you can now do this on your iPhone? How many of you guys are using iPhones? See, I'll throw that question in. How many of you guys are using iPhones? So by doing that, I was providing great content daily like I am now. But I'm not, you know, it doesn't take a lot for me to figure stuff out sometimes. Like, okay, I'm getting a lot of clicks and a lot of engagement. Why don't I build the hub that holds the content? And that's when I decided to get serious about putting together a blog.
Okay, so you essentially aggregated content in the beginning, then you figured out which content was working the best, and then you built your blog around it. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's analytics on this stuff, and I didn't really even have, you know, I wasn't able to run analytics. Like, I wasn't using, like, a link tracker. So I didn't necessarily know that when I do a post on TechCrunch about Apple, it gets the most clicks. But internally, I was diagnosing it, right? So I knew that when I wrote about Apple or when I wrote about Facebook or when I wrote about Twitter, I knew that there were certain keywords and certain topics that would get the most banter and engagement. So when I created the blog and when I started building my own content, I really tried to focus on the content that I already had kind of proven would be the best. And the other thing I loved about it is now I was creating the content. So it wasn't, hey, this might work for a realtor, check it out. It was now me creating it so that I could say, here's how you guys need to use this step by step, knock it out. And I think that's where it took my tribe to another level, because at that point, I'm now creating original content for you guys every day. And that's when people really feel like you're a valuable resource and you're somebody they want to interact with.
You had a community around a given topic. You got 1,000 or so people, you start the blog. And now how do you take that blog to the next level? Because you shot up really quickly. I mean, we're talking this whole process has been 18 months. You created this blog that's getting tons of page views, tons of shares. What did you do to get the momentum to the next level?
Well, I'll tell you, two things happened, and neither of them by luck. So remember, the whole time leading up to getting the new site design, I was still building a tribe and a community and engaging the way that I still do today. And I'll never stop doing that, by the way. That's the secret sauce. But we actually caught the eye of Inman News. And as you know, Inman News is basically, you know, to use a terrible analogy, the CNN of real estate news, okay? And so by being in the social media space every single day and understanding who the other major players were, I consciously started interacting with Inman News. And Inman was keeping an eye on what I was doing. And they were able to, they do every year, they do what's called the Innovators. And so Inman was kind enough to nominate Tech Savvy Agent along with 9 other blogs as the most innovative blog in real estate, right? So, but here's the thing, John. The other blogs, one was Coldwell Banker's blog, and one was 1000 Watt Consulting. I mean, those are two of just the absolute elite kind of companies, brands in the industry. So I was kind of, at first, I'm like, all right, you know, this is going to be one of those, hey, I'm glad I got nominated kind of deal. But, you know me on a personal level. You know I'm very competitive. I go, hold on a second. I got about 6,000 fans. I got about 2,000 followers. I know that the people that I'm providing content out there for, I bet that they would say thank you and vote for me, because the winner was determined by the people, not by the brand or the company or how many agents work for, you know, XYZ. So because it was a people's choice, it was amazing, and it still makes me feel good. We won the award against those other competitors because my tribe saw the value in voting for me and casting that vote. And I thought that was a, you know, when you talk about wanting to build a brand as an individual person on the internet to compete with the Zillows of the world, et cetera, you know, that really, I think, took us to the next level. So we were the, we were and we are the most innovative blog in real estate 2010. So the Inman News Award, I absolutely have to chalk up a lot of our success to that. Step two, not to go as deep into the step two as step one. Step two, my strategy from day one, John, has been to embrace people and not turn people away because we might be in a similar space. So think about that Inman example. They write about real estate. They write about technology. I could have pretended they didn't exist. They could have pretended I didn't exist, but that probably wouldn't have worked as well. Now we're working together and I'm on tour with Inman. Somebody like a Coldwell Banker, somebody like a Tom Ferry, somebody like, you know, a Christina Wise, some of the people that I've had a chance to interview, they already have their own tribe. And so why not offer to give them some exposure that they don't have yet? And guess what they're going to do? They're going to give you some exposure that you don't have yet. So Tom Ferry, who had more followers and more fans and has a way more of a name recognition, by me just absolutely genuinely wanting to help him promote his book, and by doing that interview with him, you don't think he tweeted that out, Facebooked that out, emailed that out? So there's a lot of co-branding opportunities. And for agents at a local level, guess what? Reach out to the restaurants, reach out to the, you know, shopping centers, reach out to the movie theaters, and take that co-branded strategy and run with it, because that's something else, man, that absolutely works.
And that, yeah, I didn't want to go down that road because I knew you'd take us there. That's it. It's not always about competition. I think online, 1 + 1 = 3 if you play it right. And obviously, you guys have done a terrific job of playing it right. Now, you're very popular. You're putting out really great content. You're going to hit, if you're not already there, you're pretty darn close to 10,000 people on that Facebook page, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll be I'm going to say right now, we'll be at 10,000 by the time I get to the NAR convention, which is in about a week and a half. So we're rapidly approaching 10,000 fans.
Yeah, I think you'll be there sooner than that. But okay, so you're in the real estate space, and I was on a call the other day that you did with Jeremy Blanton. It was a webinar. Thought it was a great webinar, and you fielded a question that I found really interesting that I'm hoping to put out there. Somebody asked you if you had ever been a real estate agent, and you answered no, but you said it helped you do your job better. Could you just explain that a little bit for the people listening?
Yeah, I mean, the in my opinion, the level of dedication and time and passion and soaking in knowledge, especially in the tech and social media world where things are changing daily. I mean, there's almost a change on Facebook daily. But what about Ustream? What about all these other mediums? What about mobile, right? What about video? What about YouTube? So it is not possible for somebody to be at the level that I'm at from a tech and social media knowledge standpoint and to also be a practicing real estate agent. That's no offense to them. The bottom line is, if you're as good at what I'm doing as I am, you shouldn't be a realtor. And if I was a real good realtor, I probably wouldn't be a social media and a tech guy. you know, the other statement that I made recently was I learned what to do by watching agents do it wrong. Okay. So I'm not really thinking that a lot of people got into real estate because they felt like they were real good at web marketing and tech. They got into real estate because they wanted to help people with their transaction of buying or selling their home. So we, but the, think about it, John, this whirlwind, this tech kind of things, I mean, this is really ramping up like as we're talking right now. So, hey, it's kind of like saying, you know, I want to be, think about some of these two sport athletes. They were never really good at both. Michael Jordan wasn't good at baseball, right?
No kidding.
And not that I'm Michael Jordan, but that you get my point. If you're going to be the best that you can be in one space, you can't be in another space at the same time. I got a lot of people asking me, how many blogs should I have? You should have, you should have one real good one before you ask me that question, right?
That's a good answer. But yeah, I like that. And I agree with you, man, because this technology thing, this is a full-time job, seriously, to keep up with, to keep on the bleeding edge of this stuff. You got to be able to focus on it. You got to be able to test it. So I really, really, really admire that response, and I'm glad you allowed me to ask that question on the show because I wanted it out there. I like the way you handled it. But okay, so you've launched this huge brand in like a matter of 18 months or less. You've won the Inman Award, which is pretty damn impressive. You're going to hit 10,000 fans on Facebook. What do you see for the future of Tech Savvy Agent?
Well, I think it's going to continue to grow. You know, what am I driven by right now? I'm driven by the fact that less than 1% of this industry knows I exist. So have I made it? Maybe to some people. You know, it's pretty cool at the Inman shows and people come over at the end and, you know, they might want to take a picture with you or something like that. You know, I like it when people email me and say, Chris, I just wanted to say thank you so much. I've learned more from you, you know, in the last 12 months than I've learned from anybody else out there. And by the way, I didn't have to pay you, which is, you know, exactly what agents need right now. But where I see the next evolution and where I see this thing going is my goal is to scale my ability to help. And I think that, you know, as we pick up fans and followers, as I continue to talk around the country, you know, I'm getting opportunities offered to me every day to consult for this tech company and to give some advice to this brand and to speak in front of this group of agents. So I think right now I'm just keeping my nose to the grind and I'm just going to kind of do what I like to call rinse and repeat, right? So a lot of people have the work ethic to set everything up and then to maintain it, but they fizzle away. And I'm just not that type of person. So what is Tech Savvy Agent going to look like, you know, in a year from now? It's probably going to look a lot like it does right now, but it's going to have a lot more people keeping an eye on it. And I'm going to continue to get better at writing, better at doing interviews, better at reviewing products. And I'm not looking to do anything but do what I'm doing right now, just at a higher level and for more people.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, okay, so you're big on Facebook. What other networks are you taking advantage of right now, or is it just Facebook?
Well, I don't think it can be just Facebook. You know, and think I always try to think of these questions from, I know you're asking me, but I like to think of it as if you're maybe asking, you know, as what should a realtor be using, you know? Because that's obviously our audience.
Actually, I would like to say, I would like to make a correction and say a real estate agent, because I think realtor is a dirty word for me right now.
That's right. Well, and hey, by the way, let me say something else, dude. I'm glad you just said that. You know, I reached out to you when Facebook shut your page down because of NAR's request, right?
Yeah.
And I told you when I called you privately that I think this is a big deal. And you didn't even really think it was that big of a deal. But I have to also say, man, because you were asking how do we ramp up so quick? How do we get so big so quick? I don't think that I'd be where I'm at without the post that I did about your page getting shut down. Because when Mari Smith and Robert Scoble start tweeting about you, you obviously get put on some radars that you never would have get put on. So, you know, I have to really chalk that post up as well. A big part of our success, you know, and you know, it sucks that it was kind of your dilemma.
Hey, listen, I think that that was a great way of us coming together, because we had kind of talked here and there. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if I know you do remember our first interaction on my blog, where you came at me, and I was like, yeah, bring it, boy.
But, yeah, it wasn't that smooth, because it was like, hey, I like the post that you wrote, but I don't like the fact that you didn't give any practical X's and O's, and that's my style. I'm very much like theory plus X's and O's, and I think that's what people dig. And but the thing is that we're genuine, dude. And when you're genuine, it doesn't matter if you start off, you know, arguing about a point. It's just the fact that you're genuine. And now that I know you better, I know that you have a knack for that skill.
pushing buttons?
Well, I mean, listen, the post that you wrote for me, you know, has been one of our most controversial posts, you know, and we don't really do controversy. So that's a skill set that you definitely have down. And you know what? The bottom line, if you read any guru, any expert, anybody that's going to tell you what to write about or what kind of content to put out there, you're going to see the word controversial every single time.
Yeah. But it's the thing that I think that's it. I think that when we came together, you were in a big momentum stage, and I had some, you know, I'm really humble about this stuff, but I know that I have a loyal following somewhere out there. And if you guys are listening, I love you. But with our two brands coming together, where most people would think that you and I are a competition for one another, and I see it as you and I are complementary to one another, where we can help each other grow. And I think that one post where you helped me out, which I wasn't expecting, and I'm really grateful for that, because that's part of the reason I got my community back. It really showed how two people that may have been considered competition are really much stronger together, and that was a really great real life example of it. And I think that's a key point that people should think about when they're doing things, when they're doing their own marketing, like you said, the co-branding.
Yeah, because look what happened. You're on the front page of the Orlando Sentinel, and I wasn't, right? And you know, and I'm still mad about that, because
I gave her your name, though. I gave her your name and your email address, and I guess she never called you.
Yeah, I know, dude. But that was the point, is, hey, I mean, I got 6,000 inbound links in 24 hours, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, and you deserve to get what you got out of that as well. So, yeah, the co-branded. I mean, I've actually had some people, John, and I won't name their names, but you know, some people that are more in my space, you know, the tech, social media, real estate, technology space, where they've definitely kind of had to take a step back and go, man, you know, this kid's kind of getting into our space, right? Well, listen, this is not anybody's space. This is a space for people that care and that are willing to create a lot of content regularly. So I don't care how many views your blog had 5 years ago or 2 years ago, how much helpful content are you putting out today? And if you're not putting out a lot of content, and I am, my tribe's going to get bigger than yours. So I think that part of this comes down to the willingness to hustle. You might not be as talented as me, but if you work harder than me, you still have an opportunity to do better than me. And I think that I've been living proof of that, because there's definitely some very well-established tech real estate blogs that, you know, the analytics are showing me that we've passed them up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I bet that's part of the engagement strategy that you have, because they're still, I think that some people are still on that whole coming from the mountain, talking down to the minions, you know, where you're out there in the trenches with the people. And I guess that makes a huge difference when you're just a little bit more real. So that's another key. I mean, you've given us a bunch of keys to your success. But hey, what else would you like to add here? I mean, I know everybody out there needs to go to techsavvyagent.com, bottom line. But what else do you want to add here for the people listening? We might have one or two listeners, just in closing on how they can build their brand.
Well, I would say, and I'll actually, and I know you'll play along with this, John, but I don't ever even send people to the blog, and I'll tell you why. I want people linking up with me in Facebook and Twitter, because that's where people are going to be at every day. So I've had a lot of agents ask me, like, Chris, I've noticed that, like, whenever I see a commercial on TV now, or whenever I, you know, see, like, an Adidas ad, they're actually telling people to go to facebook.com/tech-savvy-agent. And savvy has two V's, by the way. So
for you people that can't spell out there.
facebook.com/tech-savvy-agent. And the reason I say that is, so let's say you get a website visitor to your blog and they get there and they like it. They're going to have to opt in some fashion. I don't want them to have to rely on remembering me later. So when you send somebody to your Facebook page and they hit like, you've now got your content into their news feed potentially daily. And that's why companies are doing it. And that's why I'm doing it. So if you do have a Facebook page that's popular and you are committed to engaging on there daily, I would rebrand all my marketing right now to try to get people there, not to my main website. So that would be a good tip. And, you know, probably another tip would be, you know, stop not blogging. Okay. A lot of times we put a line in the sand, John, and we stand on one side or the other. And in my world, there's a lot of lines in the sand with agents. They're either blogging or they're not. Like, so agents say, oh, I'm not a blogger. Okay. And then there's like, I'm the tech savvy. Oh, I'm not tech savvy. So they put that line in the sand and they put themselves, well, I think that that line in the sand is a fence. And I think that when you put yourself on the left side, I think you're on the wrong side of the fence right now. So you need to be willing to go outside of your comfort zone. So my advice would be, every time you tell yourself that you don't have time to blog, I want you to take the word blog out of there and I want you to insert create valuable content for my consumers, because then you're saying, I don't have time to create valuable content for my consumers. I don't know how to create that. Well, you better learn. So don't hide behind the terminology. Don't be afraid of the hashtag and the retweet and, you know, the FBML, you know, all those things that can be a little bit overwhelming. If you want to be in business in real estate in 5 years, you're going to have to start learning how to leverage these platforms properly. So I think that's
it. Yeah, I love it. And I want to add to that, because I've been playing with some thoughts and I love the direction you're going with. When they're saying, I don't have time to create valuable content for my consumers, well, here's the way I read it, because I'm a marketing guy. I don't have time to market my business.
Exactly.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, you know what's funny is people are calling it, you know, because it's called social media, right? They you know, they're putting a lot more emphasis on the media than the social, but social is the key, because people are going to respond a lot better to what they read from, kind of like when somebody hits share, that's a lot better than me saying I did a good job, right? So yeah. You know, it's kind of like I always ask agents, hey, if I were to go to your website, I'm pretty sure that you're going to say that you do real good. But I want other people to tell me. And the other analogy that I've been using recently, and I think it really hits home, is think about Amazon.com. Think about eBay. People are buying and selling things, okay? Buying and selling things from people that they don't know based on the opinions of people that they don't know, okay? Now, even scarier, people are not buying things from people because of the opinions of people that they don't know. So it's no longer about what you say about you. It's what I say about you. And it's about how you respond to what is said about you. And I think that's probably the best advice I can give.
Man, you loaded us up today, man. You have given us some great advice. So then when people want to find you, which I'm sure is pretty damn easy these days online, they should be going to facebook.com/tech-savvy-agent, two V's for you people out there that don't know how to spell, right?
That's I'm on Twitter a lot as well, so I'm definitely on Twitter. So @tech-savvy-agent on Twitter. And I actually just recently, you know this from, you know, knowing me on a personal level, I'm really focusing on Twitter right now. So I've even created a hashtag in Twitter, which is #TSAgent. And if anybody heard anything today that inspired them, if anybody, you know, felt like there was a quote somewhere in there that made a lot of sense, put it on the Facebook wall. Put it, you know, tweet it out and use the hashtag. I want you guys amplifying my brand, not me amplifying my brand. But I would never ask anybody to do that until I felt like I brought some value and helped their business first.
I think you brought the value. I think you brought some extra value. This is a value meal right here, buddy.
Supersize me.
Supersize me. Well, you know, Chris, I really appreciate you. I know you're in high demand. Mr. Chris Smith is in high demand.
Yeah. I'm in high demand to go to the park with my kids, John.
Hey, family time, man. That's great. Yeah. But I do really, really appreciate you taking the time out to be on the show today. I appreciate all the value that you've shared today, and I just appreciate everything Tech Savvy Agent's doing, and I think you know that.
Yeah, I do, and I love what you're doing, and you know, we're obviously going to keep in touch and keep trying to bring the industry forward together. And you know, there aren't a whole lot of people that get this stuff in this industry, so for those of you that are, you know, following John and getting a lot of information, you know, from John, you know, tell him thank you, right? You know, if there's something that you need that he can help you with, call him. The way that you thank him is by obviously telling him that in a public environment. And same goes for me. And, you know, I'll tell you what, man, I'll come on anytime you want me to. If you get some good feedback, if you want to do another show that's a little bit less theory and a little bit more practical, and your listeners feel like that's a good idea, I'll definitely be on anytime you want me, John.
You are the man, Chris. Thank you.
All right, bud.